2107, conforming amendments to the Social Security Act, a correction of Social Security records. 1. In general, section 281 of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 481 is amended. In subparagraph B, by striking R at end. B. In subparagraph C, by striking the comma at end and inserting the semicolon. C. By inserting after subparagraph C the following. T. Who is granted status as a registered provisional immigrant under section 245B or 245D of the Immigration and Nationality Act. R. E. Whose status is adjusted to that of lawful permanent resident under section 245C of the Immigration and Nationality Act. N. T. In the undesignated matter at end, by inserting R in the case of an alien described in subparagraph E or E if such conduct is alleged to have occurred before the date on which the alien submitted an application under section 245B of such act for classification as a registered provisional immigrant before the period at end. 2. Effective date. The amendments made by paragraph 1 shall take effect on the first day of the 10th month that begins after the date of the enactment of this act. B. State discretion regarding termination of parental rights. 1. In general, a compelling reason for a state not to file or to join in the filing of a petition to terminate parental rights under section 475 5E of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 675 5E shall include the removal of the parent from the United States unless the parent isn't fit or unwilling to be a parent of the child. R. B. The involvement of the parent in including detention pursuant to an immigration proceeding unless the parent isn't fit or unwilling to be a parent of the child. 2. Conditions before a state may file to terminate the parental rights under subsection 475-5E, the state or the county or other political subdivision of the state, as applicable, shall make reasonable efforts, A, to identify, locate, and contact, including, if appropriate, through the diplomatic or consular offices of the country to which the parent was removed or in which a parent or relative resides, I, any parent of the child who is in immigration detention, A, any parent of the child who has been removed from the United States, and II, if possible, any potential adult relative of the child as described in section 471A29. B. To notify such parent or relative of the intent of the state or the county or other political subdivision of the state as applicable to file or to join in the filing of the petition referred to in paragraph 1. R. C. To reunify the child with any such parent or relative. And T. To provide and document appropriate services to the parent or relative. 3. Conforming amendment section 475 5E of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 675 5E is amended by inserting including the reason set forth in section 2107B1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act at first filed. C. Children separated from parents and caregivers. 1. State plan for foster care and adoption assistance. Section 471A of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 671A is amended. By amending paragraph 19 to read as follows. 19 provides that the state shall give preference to an adult relative over a non-related caregiver when determining a placement for a child if A. The relative caregiver meets all relevant state child protection standards, and B. The standards referred to in subparagraph A ensure that the immigration status alone of a parent, legal guardian, or relative shall not disqualify the parent, legal guardian, or relative from being a placement for a child, and B. In paragraph 32, by striking at end. C. In paragraph 33, by striking the period at end and inserting and T. By adding at the end the following. 34 provides that the state shall A. Ensure that the case manager for a separated child is capable of communicating in the native language of such child and of the family of such child, or an interpreter who is so capable is provided to communicate with such child and the family of such child at no cost to the child or to the family of such child. B. Coordinate with the Department of Homeland Security to ensure that parents who wish for their child to accompany them to their country of origin are given adequate time and assistance to obtain a passport and visa and to collect all relevant vital documents such as birth certificate, health and educational records and other information. C. Coordinate with state agencies regarding alternate documentation requirements for a criminal records check or fingerprint-based check for a caregiver that does not have federal or state-issued identification. T. Preserve to the greatest extent practicable the privacy and confidentiality of all information gathered in the course of administering the care, custody, and placement of and follow-up services provided to a separated child, consistent with the best interest of such child, by not disclosing such information to other government agencies or persons other than a parent, legal guardian, or relative caregiver or such child, except that the head of the state agency or the county or other political subdivision of the state, as applicable, may disclose such information after placing a written record of the disclosure in the file of the child. To a consular official for the purpose of reunification of a child with a parent, legal guardian, or relative caregiver who has been removed or is involved in an immigration proceeding unless the child has refused contact with or the sharing of personal or identifying information with the government of his or her country of origin. A. When authorized to do so by the child if the child has attained 18 years of age if the disclosure is consistent with the best interest of the child. R. II. To a law enforcement agency if the disclosure would prevent imminent and serious harm to another individual. And if not less frequently than annually, compile a PA and publish a list of entities in the state that are qualified to provide legal representation services for a separated child in a language such that a child can read at birth. 2. Additional information to be included in case plan section 475 of subject 42 U.S.C. 675 is amended. In paragraph 1, by adding at the end the following. H. In the case of a separated child with respect to whom the state plan requires the state to provide services under section 471A34, I. The location of the parent or legal guardian described in paragraph 9A from whom the child has been separated. And A. The written record of each disclosure to government agency or person other than such a parent, legal guardian, or relative of information gathered in the course of tracking the care, custody, and placement of and follow-up services provided to the child. And B. By adding at the end the following. Then, the term separated child means an individual who, A, has a parent or legal guardian who has been, A, detained by a federal, state, or local law enforcement agency in the enforcement of an immigration law, or, A, removed from the United States as a result of a violation of such a law, and, B, is in foster care under the responsibility of the state. 3. Effective date. The amendments made by this subsection shall take effect on the first day of the first calendar quarter that begins after the 1 year period that begins on the date of the enactment of this act. T. Preclusion of Social Security credits for periods without work authorization. 1. Insured status. Section 214 of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 414 is amended by adding at the end the following new subsection. T. Insured status. 1. In general, subject to paragraphs 2 and 3 for purposes of subsections A and B. No quarter of coverage shall be credited for any calendar year. A. Beginning after December 31, 2003 and before January 1, 2014, with respect to an individual who has been granted registered provisional immigrant status pursuant to Section 245B of the Immigration and Nationality Act, or B. Beginning after December 31, 2003 and before January 1, 2014, in which an individual earned such quarter of coverage while present under an expired non-immigrant visa, unless the Commissioner of Social Security determines on the basis of information provided to the Commissioner by the individual that the individual was authorized to be employed in the United States during such quarter. 2. Exception paragraph 1 shall not apply to an individual who was assigned a Social Security account number before January 1, 2004. 3. Attestation of work authorization. In general, for purposes of paragraph 1, if an individual is unable to obtain or produce sufficient evidence or documentation that the individual was authorized to be employed in the United States during a quarter, the individual may submit an attestation to the Commissioner of Social Security that the individual was authorized to be employed in the United States during such quarter and that sufficient evidence or documentation of such authorization cannot be obtained by the individual. The penalty, any individual who knowingly submits a false attestation described in subparagraph A shall be subject to the penalties under Section 1041 of Title 18, United States Code. 2. Benefit computation. Section 215E of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 415E is amended. In paragraph 1, by striking at end. B. In paragraph 2, by striking the period at end and inserting and C. By adding at end the following. 3. In computing the average index monthly earnings of an individual, there shall not be counted any wages or self-employment income for any year for which no quarter of coverage may be credited to such individual as a result of the application of Section 214B. 3. Conforming Amendment Section 223C1 of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 423C1 is amended in the flush matter at the end by inserting the individual does not satisfy the criterion specified in Section 214B or after part of any period if for effective date, the amendments made by this subsection shall apply to benefit applications filed on or after the date, that is 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, based on the wages or self-employment income of an individual with respect to whom the primary insurance amount has not been determined under Title II of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 401 et sec. Before such date, Sec. 2108. Government contracting and acquisition of real property interest, exemption from government, contracting and hiring rules. 1. In general, a determination by a federal agency to use a procurement competition exemption under Section 253C of Title 41, United States Code, or to use authority granted in paragraph 2 for the purpose of implementing this title and amendments made by this title is not subject to challenge by a protest to the Government Accountability Office under Sections 3551 and 3556 of Title 31, United States Code, or to the Court of Federal Claims under Section 1491 of Title 28, United States Code. An agency shall immediately advise the Congress of the exercise of the authority granted under this paragraph. 2. Government contracting exemption. The competition requirement under Section 253A of Title 41, United States Code, may be waived or modified by a federal agency for any procurement conducted to implement this title or the amendments made by this title if the senior procurement executive for the agency conducting the procurement it determines that the waiver or modification is necessary, and b. submits an explanation for such determination to the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs of the Senate and the Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives. For rehiring rules exemption, notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary is authorized to make term, temporary, limited, and part-time appointments of employees who will implement this title and amendments made by this title without regard to the number of such employees, their ratio to permanent full-time employees, and the duration of their employment. Nothing in Chapter 71 of Title 5, United States Code, shall affect the authority of any department management official to hire term, temporary, limited, or part-time employees under this paragraph. B. Authority to waive annuity limitations, Section 824G2B of the Foreign Service Act of 1980, 22 U.S.C. 4064G2B is appended by striking 2009 and inserting 2017. C. Authority to acquire leaseholds. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary may acquire a leasehold interest in real property and may provide in the lease entered into under this subsection for the construction or modification of any facility on the leased property if the Secretary determines that the acquisition of such interest and such construction or modification are necessary in order to facilitate the implementation of this title and amendments made by this title. Section 2109. Long-term legal residents of the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, Section 60 of the Joint Resolution, entitled A Joint Resolution to Approve the Covenant to Establish a Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands in Political Union with the United States of America and for other purposes, approved March 24, 1976, 48 U.S.C. 1860, as added by Section 702 of the Consolidated Natural Resources Act of 2008, Public Law 110-229. 122 Stat. 854 is amended by adding at end the following. 6. Special provision regarding long-term residents of the Commonwealth. A. CNMI only resident status. Notwithstanding paragraph 1, an alien described in subparagraph B may, upon the application of the alien, be admitted as an immigrant to the Commonwealth subject to the following rules. I. The alien shall be treated as an immigrant lawfully admitted for permanent residence in the Commonwealth only, including permitting entry to and exit from the Commonwealth until earlier of the day on which the alien ceases to permanently reside in the Commonwealth. R. II. The alien's status is adjusted under this paragraph or section 245 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1255 to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence in accordance with all applicable eligibility requirements. A. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall establish a process for such aliens to apply for CNMI only permanent resident status during the 90-day period beginning on the first day of the sixth month after the date of the enactment of this paragraph. II. Nothing in this subparagraph may be construed to provide any alien granted status under this subparagraph with public assistance to which the alien is not otherwise entitled. B. Aliens described. An alien is described in this subparagraph if alien I. is lawfully present in the Commonwealth under the immigration laws of the United States. A. is otherwise admissible to the United States under the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101 etc. II. Resided continuously and lawfully in the Commonwealth from November 28, 2009 through the date of the enactment of this paragraph. IV. Is not a citizen of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, or the Republic of Palau. And B.I. was born in the Northern Mariana Islands between January 1, 1974 and January 9, 1978. II. Was on May 8, 2008 and continues to be as of the date of enactment of this paragraph a permanent resident as defined in Section 4303 of Title 3 of the Northern Mariana Islands Commonwealth Code in effect on May 8, 2008. III. Is the spouse or child as defined in Section 101B1 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101B1 of an alien described in subclauses I or II. IV. Was on May 8, 2008, and immediate relative as defined in Section 4303 of Title 3 of the Northern Mariana Islands Commonwealth Code, in effect on May 8, 2008, of a United States citizen, notwithstanding the age of the United States citizen, and continues to be such an immediate relative on the date of the application described in subparagraph A. V. Resided in the Northern Mariana Islands as a guest worker under Commonwealth immigration law for at least 5 years before May 8, 2008, and is presently resident under CWU1 status. R. VI is the spouse or child as defined in Section 101B1 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101B1 of alien guest worker described in subclause G and is presently resident under CWU2 status. C. Adjustment for long-term and permanent residence beginning on the date that is 5 years after the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act. An alien described in subparagraph B may apply to receive an immigrant visa or to adjust his or her status to that of an alien lawfully admitted or permanent resident.